Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Big MX Radio Podcast. As you know, all of these podcasts would not happen without all of my amazing sponsors, and I wouldn't have those sponsors if my audience didn't go to their websites, purchase things from their websites, and support those sponsors. And I'm so thankful that all of you have been doing exactly that. There's not a single month that goes by that I don't receive feedback from companies like Luxon MX. You can save 10% off every single order with Big MX 2025 at checkout. And same thing with Backyard Designs. Those guys are amazing. And now they also do custom paint jobs. They do custom wraps on your helmet, and that can be discounted as well. Big MX 24 saves you 24%. I talked to Jared about making that a 25% discount code. Yeah, it's only one extra percent, but hey, it all helps, right? So go to the website. As of right now, it's BigMX24, but we're looking to change that for February. Same goes with Racetech, guys. If you mention Racetech when ordering parts, you're going to save, I believe it's 15%. Same goes with WUSA. If you're looking at a brand new set of wheels, maybe if you're just looking for you can take your stock hubs and get a set of wheels built, mention Big MX Radio, you're going to save some money. Guts Racing, Big MX 20 saves you 20% at checkout. So far it's been really amazing working with some of these companies. We don't have a discount code for Moose Racing yet, but we're looking forward to working with those guys throughout the year, and they've got some great offerings on the gear side of things as well as the hard parts. If you haven't checked out Moose Racing's hard parts, honestly, they've got some of the best in the business and certainly some with the best bang for your buck. So I would seriously go check those guys out. We're also working with race winning brands this year. A couple of companies that have sort of jumped on board to be advertisers here on Big MX Radio, Pro-X. Not only the pistons, but also the myriad of hard parts that they also have, as well as Recluse clutches. If you're in the woods, you're going to want a Recluse. It's just the thing to use out there when you're going over the roots and the rocks and all that fun stuff. A Recluse clutch is something that you're definitely going to want to look into if you're doing some more of that. But we're about 2 minutes into this podcast. We haven't talked about the racing, so let's get straight to it. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to support my sponsors. Would not be able to do it without them, and would not be able to do it without listeners like you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Big MX Radio Podcast. I am your host, Brad Gebhardt. With me on the line, a very special guest, and he is now a repeat offender on the podcast. You've probably seen him in the General Tire Arena Cross series, absolutely carving up the landscape in that series. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's leading the points in all of his classes. He is the 777 of Luke St. John. Luke, welcome back to the podcast.
Yeah, glad to be back.
Hey, thanks for making some time for us today, man. Putting down the pencil and textbooks from homeschooling to do yet another podcast here on Big MX Radio. And last time we had you on, we were talking about Loretta Lynn's being in the rearview mirror and looking forward to some races. You've really made a name for yourself in the world of arena cross racing in the center of the country, doing a lot of is it still the General Tire series, or is it called something different now?
Yeah, it's General Tire Arena Motocross now.
Fair enough. Take me through that a little bit. Preparing for the season, I know you had a bit of a crash, you had some adversity, you were able to battle through it, and you're better for it. Take me through it if you can.
So just basically, like, coming into the season, I had a shoulder injury, but we got through that and then just kind of started off the season strong.
There you go. So I know you're rolling into 2025 with some new sponsors, new gear, and I believe you also got some goggles sent your way as well. Tell me what it's like getting some extra support. I know you're also in tight with the guys over at First Form. That's the supplement brand that you're relying on to make sure that you're at the top of your game fitness wise. But the guys over at Racetech Titanium also helping you out.
Yeah, it's also, it's like super nice to have them on the team with us that are just being so supportive, like helping us out, giving us products, and just it's just good to have them.
I like it. Absolute. So am I mistaken, or did I see you switch gear brands? Looks like you're wearing Renon this year.
Yeah, we also hooked up with Renon. They're giving us some pretty sick gear. It's holding up a lot better than the other gears that I've worn in the past. And
fair
it's
enough.
Really comfortable.
I like it. So you're running the Gas 150, 777 on the number plates. If I'm not mistaken, that's a Money Ink machine. Tell me a little bit about that bike specifically. I believe that was originally owned by Carter Malcolm as his full-time race bike. You inherited it, and you've been putting it to good use, man. I watched some of the live videos that your mom's been putting up, and respectfully, you've been on rails in a couple of and getting some damn good starts.
Yeah, so like we rode with Money Ink all last year, and then we ended up switching over to Top Shop with Nick Lewin over in Oklahoma. So he got us hooked up with the bikes this year. Last year, or 2 years ago actually, or last arena cross season, we were riding Carter Malcolm's bike, and then we gave it back to them at the end of the season.
Okay.
And we ended up buying 3 125s, all used, and just built them out to our liking and just getting used to them.
There you go. So how many rounds are left in the General Tire Arena Motocross Series? Off air, we discussed you're currently leading the points in the classes that you're currently racing in. That's got to be a big feather in your cap, especially coming into the season with some adversity.
Yeah, I think there's about four events left, and there's two rounds at each event. So going in, leading the points, well, leading back in the points. I had fell behind for a little bit. But, yeah, I'm just feeling strong and got my head up right now.
Fair enough. So let's talk off the bike training, man. I know it's awfully handy that you're able to do the homeschooling program that probably allows you to have a little bit more flexible schedule as far as working out goes. What do you do as far as gym workouts? And as I mentioned, you're a first form athlete. Those guys hooking you up with some protein, some creatine, and some different hydration supplements to help you keep it rolling. Take me through that a little. If you could.
Really, like off the bike, I haven't really been hitting the gym or anything. I just haven't really found the time. We've been pretty busy with arena cross, but I'm looking forward to working out at the First Form headquarters, which it's a super cool facility. Hooking up with JT Thompson, we're gonna go do some workouts on the weekends or weekdays, whenever my time is like available.
Fair enough. So how's your little brother doing in the series as well, man? I know you guys are a little bit of a 1-2 punch. He's a couple of years younger than you.
Yeah, he's 10 this year, and he's killing it in the season. Like, he had a rough get off at the first event, but got through it and is just still pushing to get the point lead.
Okay, cool. So when you're not racing yourself, do you spend a lot of time like sort of keeping your eye on the Monster Energy Supercross series? And who do you like?
I watch almost every event. For 250, I like Levi Kitchen.
Okay.
And I just like his riding style, his personality. But for 450, Tomac.
Hard to beat Tomac, man. That guy can really twist the throttle. What are some of the events that you have on the horizon in the not so distant future? It'll only be a few weeks before we start to think about doing the Daytona Supercross or the Amateur Supercross, possibly Spring Nationals. What are some of the events that are on your schedule?
So we will be hitting up Daytona.
Nice.
Hopefully, because I'm in as an alternate right now, but hopefully I get in. Possibly going to Spring Nationals, and then just gonna try for Loretta's again, but take it a little slower this year because definitely in a lot harder class now.
So yeah, I was gonna ask, as far as when it comes to where you'd be racing, like 250B, Schoolboy One, like what classes would you be lining up for when it comes to Loretta's this year?
We haven't really decided on which ones, because right now in Arena Cross, I'm riding 250B, Schoolboy 1, Schoolboy 2, and then 125 All-Stars. But we'll definitely go for Schoolboy 1 and then 125 BC, and then may try for Schoolboy 2. But right now, I don't think 250B is like in the talks on a 125 right now.
That would be rather difficult. Showing up to Loretta Lynn's on a 125. Of course, you were there last year. It's difficult. And last year we had all the heat. We also had a little bit of rain, but for the most part, it was just hot. And unfortunately, you guys packed things up a little bit early before the end of the week. But yeah, like like life comes at you fast at the ranch, man. It's not easy whatsoever.
Yeah, that's for sure.
For sure, for sure. So, for yourself, getting ready for like Daytona, like you said, you're an alternate. You don't know that you're going to be in attendance at this point, but I guess you have to prepare as if you're going to be able to be there. What are some of the things that you're doing week to week to be able to prepare yourself to be successful and put your best foot forward if you do in fact are able to go to that event?
So pretty much, I like to review videos from the past weekend racing and just look and see what I can do better and just make sure I have the right mindset going into Daytona and the upcoming events.
There you go. So when you're going over those the footage and stuff like that, is that something you do privately? Like you just kind of take it to your laptop and work through that on your own? Are you sitting down with your parents? Maybe your dad's there. I know he's often with there taking you to the line. Do you guys work on that together, or is it more of a personal thing?
Most of the time, the videos are off of his phone, so we'll just sit there together and just look at them, see what see what I think I need to do, and then he'll say his opinion. He's always super good at giving me what I need, like, to do better.
Fair enough. That's good to know. So what is it that you feel like you need to work on the most, and what are some drills that you work on? I assume, like, you're doing a lot more, probably more racing than practicing right now, given the fact that we're still in, like, it feels like the 75th day of January. But what are some of the things that you've been working on in order to drop your lap times?
Just making sure I stay tied to the bike. I have a problem. Just like I cut corners too short, and sometimes that bites me. So just continuing to work on everything I can, whether it's charging a little harder into the corners or charging harder out, just whatever it is to crunch the seconds down.
There you go. Yeah, whatever needs to get done. One thing that I mentioned earlier in the podcast is your start technique seems to be pretty locked in. You've grabbed a lot of hole shots. Part of that is bike. A lot of that is confidence and your technique. What have you personally worked on in the last few months in order to be pretty clutch with those? Seems like every time that I check out the one of your videos or whenever your mom goes Facebook Live, that you're able to do exactly that.
We really just work on like my positioning on the seat, because like I used to sit like too far forward and it would make my back wheel spin, but we've kind of dialed in where I need to be on the seat, make sure my back is arched good enough, just make sure I'm looking forward so that I can get the best hole shot.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So that being said, like your new engine builder, obviously they're able to put some serious horsepower to the rear wheel. Tell me a little bit about switching to those guys for 2025 and how much of that's been an impact to your career so far.
Yeah, so we got with them when we were training for Loretta's. I was staying down with the Lewins pretty much, yeah, all the way up till Loretta's. And they're just a super nice family. He's super good at building motors. He just knows his stuff. He just kind of like, it's good to work with him. He's really easy to work with. He asks what I feel on the motor. and just really good.
Fair enough. That's good. That's what's needed in order to be your best weekend in, weekend out, and with four rounds over two weekends. Rolling into the end of the season, you want to be able to finish on a positive note. Has there been any rivalry going on in your championships a little bit? I know we've seen in the 250 class right now in Supercross, there's quite a bit of bad blood. Or is it all clean racing?
Yeah, I had quite a bit of like stiff competition, but recently Sawyer Treadwell had went out on a leg injury, so for 250B it's been not horrible for competition.
Okay.
So just riding my own race, making sure I get through it.
Fair enough. All right, cool, man. Well, I know you've got a ton of great sponsors that back you 110%, as well as you've got a great family around you to keep you rolling forward and keep you focused on the task at hand. Give that support system some love for me. Give some love to the sponsors and everybody that's in your corner.
Okay, yeah, I definitely want to give thanks to PBG Paint. They definitely helped me up with some support at Loretta's this past year. Painting Technology is my dad's company. Just always got to support that. And then Race Tech Titanium, they have hooked us up like for a while now. They're just a good company, super cool bolts. Guts Racing, they make amazing seats. And then Scott Goggles, we recently just got with them. They're helping us out for this upcoming season. First Form, yeah, they are like the biggest sponsor right now. Renin, Twisted Team, 405 Mods, Top Shop, Bike Graphics, Ride Clothing, and Big St. Charles Motorsports. And then everyone else that supports me, I definitely couldn't do it without them.
Cool, man. And also special thanks to your parents who also take you to the races and all that fun stuff. It's a family effort, isn't it?
Yep, that's for sure.
All right.
We're all in it.
Cool. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you making some time for us today here on the podcast, becoming a repeat offender here on the on Big MX Radio. This podcast will be available tomorrow morning, but I appreciate you making some time and best of luck in your upcoming events.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, man. Don't hang up just yet, but for podcast sake, we're going to cut things off right there.
Welcome to Best 42 in the land. All ages from kids up to grown men. Walk through the gates of the coal miner's daughter to make a point clearer than the creek water. Who's the best? Who's it gonna be? In Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. Can you feel the adrenaline? Dirt flies hypnotized by the wind spin. Hear the crowd, everybody's whistling. Times. This 1 week of racing could change your life. Everybody knows this is where it all begins. Do what you gotta do for 20 plus 2 out at the ranch. Golf carts, pit bikes, and rowdy fans. Play the national anthem and everybody stands. Smell the smoke from the two strokes riding by. The 30-second card's on its side.
It's time to get it.
Can you feel the adrenaline? Dirt flies hypnotized by the wheel spin. Hear the crowd, everybody's whistling. Line on the field. If you can put it all together three times, this 1 week of racing could